There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Well, we now got St. Patrick's Day in the rearview mirror, and, well, it sounds like everybody had a pretty good time. I really didn't do anything St. Patrick's Day related other than eat green noodles with Darren at Skyline yesterday.
Is this a Cincinnati tradition?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was the busiest I've seen my Skyline in a long time. So busy that we had to eat ours with plastic forks because they ran out of regular silverware. They couldn't wash it fast enough, how many people were in there eating it. But fire pit Saturday night, just chilling with the neighbors, drinking, and I didn't want to get in that sea of humanity that I saw down in Covington of all green. And
look, I still have on my wristband. I could go back to Covington.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
I could get in for free now.
Wait, where's that wristband, too? Do you even remember?
Zazu's.
Okay. Yeah, you were all over the place. And you wanted everybody to know one thing, that you only paid how much for your dress?
The best St. Patty's Day dress ever. It was like a light green. It literally had the word lucky across it. $6.
Oh, where'd you find it at?
I went to the clothes mentor and I got the $6 dress and my necklace was $1. So my outfit was $7, but I'll tell you right now, I felt like $1 million in it.
Yeah, it looked good. You said that was a $6 dress. I'm like, you got to be kidding.
It was the cutest
fit
thing.
You perfect.
Thank you. And it was so funny because, I mean, that was probably like the only thing I said on Saturday when everybody's like, hey, how are you? I'm like, this dress was $6.
You had to tell everybody.
Everyone.
I saw it posted numerous places. I'm like, in breaking news.
Yeah.
That was you. So you were everywhere.
Yeah. Started at the Blind Pig, which you went there yesterday.
Yeah, O'Malley's in the alley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, green beer. And then we ventured over to Covington was crazy.
The whole city was out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I only ran into one ex-boyfriend for one hot minute. Did really well.
Wow. Wow.
That's funny.
I can't believe that. That's more unbelievable than the $6 dress
exactly.
Right there.
Exactly. Only one of them, yeah. And then I was like, I'm going to drink green beer over here.
And speaking of going out outfits, I wore my Skyline Chili green noodle three-way shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we went to Skyline for dinner yesterday, I realized everybody working there was wearing the same shirt as me. And they literally were like, are you here to work? Are you supposed to be in the kitchen?
Yeah, we could use the extra hands right now.
Should have went and done dishes at yours.
Yeah.
Speaking of Skyline, is anybody else starving?
Okay, can we get back to St. Patrick's Day? Food. I got to bring up food. We're trying to get you to save money on food, and that's all you're...
Look, y'all, I am doomed. I am not prepared today.
All right, well, we're going to get into...
got me yesterday.
We're
going
to get into your budget a little later on. Statman, how was your St. Patrick's Day?
Speaking of food, we had a lot of Irish breakfast.
Oh, yum.
What are you doing to her over there? Making her think about food more.
Blew it up with car bombs, too. And I just tore up the town.
Mini green teas.
Yeah, you and Anna did the heart mini... MCing and stuff, and then you went out afterwards. Where did you guys end up?
At O'Malley's, then we went over to, all over the banks, just kind of floated around, ran into people everywhere.
Yeah.
It was such a beautiful day to be outside drinking and walking around.
Now, I saw you and Kayla post these pictures of these really delicious-looking green drinks. You were in a very slender glass. What were those?
Well, we couldn't find green beer.
What?
I think everybody drank it on Saturday night, so they were out by Sunday. But we found green mimosas.
Okay, green mimosas. Okay, I was wondering what that was, because I think it popped up in Kayla's story, and I'm like, those look really tasty, whatever that is.
Just all around fun. I don't know. Cincinnati just felt alive. It just felt to be good to be out. And now you got snow in the forecast. It's like ruining it.
It's insane.
It is.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
It was one of my favorite St. Patty's Days ever.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Success.
Cheers.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So it all started at midnight for Ashley, trying to get on a budget, live within her means. And look, we let you have the weekend because it was St. Patrick's Day. It was your mom's birthday dinner. But we have come up with $52 a week to spend on food when you're eating out. Now, this doesn't count the food that you have at home.
Right.
This is just to try to deter you from going out and spending money at restaurants.
Yeah. Here's the bad thing.
What?
I don't have any food at home. I was supposed to go grocery shopping yesterday, and St. Patty's Day got the best of me.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. You can go grocery shopping today.
Yeah.
It won't go towards the $52 budget. This is just restaurants.
What am I supposed to eat this morning?
You didn't bring any food?
Nothing.
Hey, great. Can you just go home?
Yeah, please send me home.
We don't want to listen to it all morning long. You say I'm hungry every 5 minutes when you have food here.
I
can't imagine what it's going to be like without food.
So are we counting vending machines as going to a restaurant?
That's eating out.
And I'm going to have to go buy a Lunchable or something downstairs. Unless somebody brings me something. Anything.
Please don't reduce our show to this.
Sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich.
I'll get your cardboard sign.
Oh, my God.
We'll work for food.
Please. Please. I will entertain you on these airwaves if you feed me.
Oh, my gosh.
But we have still yet to come up with a rock-solid penalty should you go over your $52 a week.
Well, we don't really need one because I'm not going to go over.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we need one. I've known you long enough to know that's not a good statement.
I know, I'm doomed.
All right, so let's start right now. Our friend Jackie from Oakley, do you have an idea for a penalty that should be put on Ashley should she go over $52 a week?
Well, I've got a couple ideas that she might be interested in. If she doesn't spend the $52 for that week, does she get to take what's left over, carry it over to the next week?
Yeah.
We've heard this several times. Yeah. I think I should be able to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so too.
I said last week, the carry out will kill the carryover, but go right ahead, Jackie.
Okay. What she shouldn't do is go to expensive restaurants every week. 1 week, now Domino's has this week, 2 medium pizzas, 2 side things, and a 2 liter of Coke for $19.99. That would feed a whole family or her for several days. And any time that you don't have to cook, to me, is a treat.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway, that might help her.
Yeah, good. Absolutely.
Hey, always love hearing from you, Jackie.
Okay, thank you.
Lori in St. Leon, what is your suggestion for Ashley?
If memory serves me correctly, I believe Anna hates to do laundry. So I think if Ashley goes over her budget, she should have to do Anna's laundry that week.
Oh.
Wait, what? Do Anna's laundry?
Yeah.
I don't even hardly do my own laundry.
Who does your laundry?
Well, if I'm out of something, I just go buy another one.
Here's why we need a budget, Lori, right?
That's right.
Too funny.
Anna was paying somebody at work to do her laundry.
Oh, it was Julie. Yeah. It was our promotions director, Julie, who loves to do laundry. And so Anna paid her to do it.
Yeah, so it would save both of them money. If Anna doesn't have to pay Julie, she'll save money. And this will be the incentive for Ashley not to go over her budget.
I bet you if Anna and Ashley cleaned out their car, they would have a load of laundry, at least a piece.
Mm.
Our car? I'm trying to think. I definitely have shoes in my car right now, maybe a couple jackets.
Yeah. Jerry from Milton, what is your suggestion?
Whatever amount that she decides to try to spend per week, okay?
It's $52. That's how much she has to eat out.
Okay, for everything over $52, she needs to donate $2 to a local food bank.
Man, that'll really mess her budget up.
Yeah.
What? Say it again.
Well, if it's going to be messed up anyway, she might as well do something, an incentive and a reward, and also a good incentive.
Sounds like you got a lot of faith in me, Jerry.
Yeah.
I do. I think you're going to do two things there. I think you're going to donate a few bucks at the beginning, but also you're going to learn to real quick to pay the $52.
It's true.
Yeah, right. You might as well feed the homeless because you might be one of them soon.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Ooh, coming through the B105 app, Adam Green says if she goes over $52, she loses $5 for the next week. Oh, that's harsh.
Really?
I'm just saying.
We're not deducting money?
It's going to be tough.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. We've learned two things this morning so far. A, that Ashley's budget of $52 a week to eat out started at midnight.
Yes.
Two, she did not bring any food to work today and has no food at home.
Oh, gosh.
And this is not a good way to start it because she's going to destroy some tri-state drive-thru on the way home today.
Correct.
All righty.
If it doesn't find me.
Are we all caught up? Now, we don't still have the penalty that she should incur if she goes over 52. And Earl, you think you have the idea that we've been missing here?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, now you go out and you buy a 24-pack of cat food. You know the cat food that comes in a little can?
Yeah. I don't like where this is going. What?
You go out, you get a couple loaves of bread. 24 cans will last you close to a month, all right? You get two pieces of bread. You spread the cat food on the bread. That's breakfast and a glass of water. Now, for lunch, you get a cup of White Castles and a glass of water.
Well, that's restaurant food.
I love White Castle.
No, no.
Okay,
cat food?
I'm not eating cat food.
It's cat food spread on bread for breakfast, White Castles for lunch. I don't even really know. But what's for dinner, Earl?
Dinner, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Ooh. I do like a good PB&J.
Why would you go for cat food instead of like that potted meat spread or something like that?
Or like a can of tuna.
Spam.
Because you're going to buy 24 cans, which would last you one a day for almost a month.
Look, I know I'm on a budget, y'all, but I am not eating cat food.
No.
However, if you feed me, I am like a stray cat. I will come back.
Yeah, you'll keep showing up, yeah.
But then it's costing me. Now, you're on a budget. So therefore, I'll tell you what, you'd save some money.
Earl, in your life, have you ever eaten a cat food sandwich?
Hell no, I feed the cat the cat food.
Okay, then why are you expecting Ashley to eat? This is so random. Why?
Because she's on a budget, $52, and you're trying to take comments on what
you're
doing.
There's other things you can eat on a budget that aren't cat food.
I don't want to eat cat food.
That's all the stuff in the seafood market that we don't want to eat is chopped up, put with other stuff, and sold to cats.
Okay, then how about sardines?
Okay, that's at least a little more edible. I want to get back to the peanut butter and jelly thing. You know, when I was single and had a car payment and insurance and
everything,
apartment rent and all that stuff, I had peanut butter and jelly for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was like...
That sounds really good right now.
I didn't need any cat food in there. Just
I would toast
eat
the bread.
PB&J. Yes.
Come on.
I think, you know what? She is so hungry right now, Earl, that the cat food, if we just hang on a while, a cat food sandwich might actually sound pretty tasty.
All of a sudden, I'm going to be meowing over here.
Thank you for the call, buddy.
I'll see you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Still trying to help Ashley out with this $52 a week dining out budget. Leanne, what have you got?
Well, I don't know how big her place is, but maybe she can see about getting a roommate. And then that would help supplement some of the money, and she wouldn't have to worry about the $52 a week.
So this was news, I think, to you guys. I've never had a roommate.
Other than like...
A couple boyfriends and an ex-husband, I guess. But
never a female roommate?
No, I lived in the she shed by myself. Yeah. Nobody could live in that. I barely could fit in there. Remember?
Yeah, that was an interesting place to say the least.
And now I live by myself. No roommate. I don't know.
Have you ever had a roommate, like a male roommate?
Numerous roommates. Yeah.
But guys are different.
Mike Coop. Yeah.
If I had a roommate, I feel like it would be a guy.
Yeah, we had a party house for a while. There's three of us in there. It's good times. And then I got married. But I think we're trying to get Ashley to live inside of her own means, like independently.
Yeah.
Right.
That rent, though, is expensive. It's $1,200.
Yeah. Just think of all the food you could buy with $600. With $600, you're flush with cash.
I know.
Just live under a bridge down by the river. And think of my
if there's a drive-through near.
So far, our suggestions this morning are eat cat food sandwiches and become a troll. That's what we're getting.
Wow.
Yeah, this is what we're working with now. All right.
No cat food.
Thank you, Leanne.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
March Madness will really get underway Thursday and Friday, but it's already underway in the house of Zach and Heather. And Zach is here with us this morning. Good morning, Zach.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it. And I said it's March Madness, so what in the world is going on there?
Yeah, so, me and my boys, we have a tradition that we all gather and, we watch March Madness together. And, I was lucky to be able to afford a house a little bit earlier in life. So I've had my house for about 8 years now, and it has an awesome basement that I've pretty much turned into my man cave. So that's where we've decided to hold these March Madness get-togethers. And, my wife has been really, really great about it. She's just so accommodating. She makes us snacks. She brings us drinks. Like, she doing the whole wife thing.
Hostess
like,
with the mostest.
Yes, exactly. She's amazing, and she loves hosting. So, it's a plus on her. But there is one problem. I have one friend. I'm going to leave him nameless. But we've been friends for over a decade. I met him he was one of the first people I met in college, and we, immediately bonded, and we have just been friends ever since. I will say he's a little bit of a moocher. He ever since I've known him, he's kind of, rode along and has been like, oh yeah, I didn't bring my wallet today. Would you mind picking up the bill at the diner, even though I just ate a whole meal? That kind of guy.
Everybody's got one in their life, brother.
Everybody's got one. That's right. But he always comes over for March Madness, and this is the straw that broke the camel's back, man. My wife found him. He was like going upstairs. He was like going through the freezer, and she just totally felt invaded. She walked down to the kitchen to see him like rifling through our freezer, and she had to talk to me about it, and I was like, I don't know, he's probably like looking for some ice cream or snacks or something. I'm sure he's not trying to like steal our frozen roast beef that's in there. I don't know. But yeah, so she talked to me about it and just told me she doesn't want him at the house anymore, but she feels like he's skeezy, he's a mooch. So she's just worried that he's going to steal from us, and I try to reassure her that, he's a great guy. He's always had money issues, he's always been a little bit rough around the edges, he would do anything for me at the drop of a hat if I really needed him. He's a good friend. So I'm a little bit, rock and hard place right here. I want to listen to my wife. My motto is my wife is always right.
So you're going against it a little bit, it sounds like.
Right.
But those are good words to live by.
Yeah, but she's putting you in an awkward situation with your buddy.
Right. And I feel like that's what makes me a good husband is I'm such a good friend. And I care a lot about him. And, I don't want to just be like, hey, man, I know we've been having this tradition for about a decade, but you can't come watch March Madness with us anymore. It's gonna hurt him, and it's gonna hurt me in turn. So
now this is tradition. So he just automatically is thinking he's invited, and you have to kind of uninvite him. Is that what I'm getting?
Right. I mean, there's never invites. We always just be like, it's time again. So we all know, and now I pretty much have to leave him out of that thread, and I can't just ghost him. So I gotta tell him something.
Yeah, for sure.
I definitely do.
I just don't know what to do, guys.
Yeah, that is awkward.
Okay, let's go to the jury here on this one, Zach. Statman, where you at?
I would change locations up. You're boys. You got to stay together. Just change locations so you could keep the crew together. It's her house too. And like you said, happy wife, happy life. So find a different location and don't not invite him. That's my advice.
All right, Ash.
So I guess I'm on her team.
I am kind of shocked myself with this answer. I'm like, maybe plead for her to give him one more chance and then go to him and be like, dude, There are rules. You cannot go upstairs.
Yeah, set boundaries.
Bring $20 with you. My wife's kind of like let him in on what's going on while schmoozing her.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm on your team. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say, man. You know, you got to pull him aside and say, hey, man, what are you going through the freezer? What are you
doing?
But
if he blows it, then he can't.
Yeah, but, you know, smack him upside the head. Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah,
we stay down here. You don't go up, you know, come on, man. And now you've put me in this position. So you tell him I had to really go out on the line for you to not get you uninvited this year. So hey, don't mess it up, all right? So see if she'll, like Ashley said, give him one more chance.
Yeah, tell him what your wife's favorite wine is and have him bring a bottle over when he arrives.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. My wife's
wine. And maybe she'll get drunk and pass out. And
no!
She won't see him going through the freezer this time. So.
I will say, though, if he brings over a bottle of wine, she's going to know something's up.
That's true.
That's a little, yeah. Right. All right. Well, let's go to 749-B105 and also see what the app jury thinks as well. But, Zach, good luck, man, figuring this one out.
I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This morning on B105, we heard from Zach, who has had the law laid down by his wife, Heather, over his friend, who she calls a mooch. Kind of a good for nothing every year. Zach has all the fellas over into the man cave for big March Madness watching parties. Last year, Heather caught this guy upstairs going through their freezer, and it didn't sit well with her. And she's like, he's not invited.
Welcome here. That's weird.
They've been really good friends for over a decade, Zach says. It's put him in a really awkward position. So let's see what you think right now here at 749-B105. Carol, you say you're on Team Zach, and why is that?
Well, I think she should have caught, when she caught him in the refrigerator, she should have said something to him right then and put her foot down.
Oh.
Yeah, my wife would have grabbed a spoon and whacked that hand.
Exactly. I mean, she needs to grow some too.
Wow.
Wow. She should have taken it into her own hands when that happened.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, Holly here says through the B105 app, he needs to go to the wife and apologize. The friend
needs to apologize.
Yeah.
Hat in hand. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, Tim goes on to say, he's a mooch, she's awesome. Goodbye, Mr. Mooch, and get your act together.
Wow. And Sarah says, I finally agree with something Ashley says.
Hey, it's the
lay down the rules.
Well, that's the definition of a backhanded compliment right
100%.
There. 100%. Well, I guess, is that what you said? Lay down the rules?
Yeah, I'm like, you got to tell him.
And joining us, because it is Monday morning, is WCPO Channel 9's John Matarese, who's a big fan of Who Was Right Last Night, always has an opinion. So where do you lay on this one?
I say creepy friend out of the house. We had a guy come over our house once. We had a party, and he like went in the medicine cabinet and was looking around at my wife's stuff. And it's like, whoa, dude! What's this?
Did he get caught doing it?
Yeah, exactly. He was in the bathroom, like looking through things. We had a house party.
Oh
and
no!
I was like, oh, creepy guy.
Has he been back since?
No.
That's a good way to get
out. He's out.
All right, so John, you got a report for us coming up at 8:15. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, we are looking at all sorts of changes at Target. They want to charge you for a membership. We'll see if it's a good idea.
Okay.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105 and Bailey Zimmerman, the Big Dave Show, and a happy Monday to you. And, well, we're about to give away some pavilion seats to Luke Bryan's July 13th show at Riverbend playing Luke or Dare. And we were just kind of talking about Luke Bryan. It seems like it's not summer without a show from him at Riverbend.
Yeah.
At this point
That's always fun.
And Ashley, you have a very strange story about, it's not the last time Luke Bryan was here. When did this happen?
I think it was the last time.
It was?
No, this was a few years back.
It is a couple years ago.
So what happened?
Luke Bryan came to town.
Yeah.
And we all were at the show and I had too much fun. And then I went from the Luke Bryan concert to a bachelorette party at the Banks.
Okay.
Okay. So it's just a, you know, long day. I get picked up from the bar, being smart, you know.
Yeah.
Got a ride. And I had combat boots on. And I it's not smart, you know, don't try this at home. I had my feet like up in the dash, chilling.
Of some guy's car?
Yes.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to kick your windshield out. And
no,
he was like,
you didn't.
He's like, what? And I said, yeah, I'm going to kick your windshield out right now. He's like, do not kick my windshield.
Yeah.
And what do you know?
You did it.
I did it.
Now, did you think you could do it? I mean, did you think, no way I can kick out a windshield?
Well, I thought, you know, windshields are free in Kentucky. So I'm like, I'm just going to kick your windshield out. We'll get you a new one tomorrow.
So you did it on purpose?
Like an idiot.
The last time you told me that story, you said you accidentally put your feet on the dash. I'm never. Like, oh, yeah, that's why you should never put your feet on the dash. Yeah.
I was like,
I just did it on purpose.
I dared myself. I played Luke or Dare myself and... Yeah.
Okay, so what happened next? Obviously, did he drive home without a windshield?
Well, I only cracked it because I didn't want to do the full thing.
So you held back?
Yes, a little.
Wow, okay.
And so it's cracked, and then I had to pay for it because he lived in Ohio. It wasn't a free windshield.
Did he drive you all the way home? That would have been the end of the ride for
get
you.
Get out.
In my car.
Get out, yeah.
You're out.
So let me say this. For everybody that lives in Kentucky, if they ever take away the free windshield thing, we know why now. Because Ashley is, I can kick out your windshield.
You're never riding in the front seat of an Uber again.
Ever. Put me in the back.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Well, you'll kick your windshield out. You win Luke Bryan tickets today.
It won't be
there. Come on.
It won't be that bad.
Windshield kicking this morning.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Got Claire from Anderson Township with us this morning, ready to play Luke
or Dare.
And Claire, you're up on Tylersville Road right now?
Yes.
That's a long way from Anderson Township. What are you doing all the way up there?
Heading to work.
And where is that?
Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're familiar with Amazon.
Yeah. So you want to win these Luke Bryan tickets, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we need to give you a dare to do this morning to win them. So, Statman, what do you come up with over there?
Well, first we got to ask her a question to see if she'll answer it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The truth part. We're just getting right to the fun.
Okay, all right. So we need a Luke Bryan trivia question here.
All right. What is Luke Bryan's third grade teacher's favorite food?
Now, wait, if you answer the question and you get it wrong, we move on. So you got
to
either
take the dare, Claire.
I'll take the dare.
Good, because I don't know the answer to that either.
I don't even think the teacher does at this point. All right, so where are you heading to work?
Monroe.
All right, so in Amazon.
Yes.
And you got what in the car with you?
My shoes.
Oh, you got your work boots.
Yeah.
Do you have to wear steel-toed boots?
Composition, but yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do not put them anywhere near your windshield.
Please don't.
You will kick that sucker out.
All right. So what does she need to do maybe with these steel-toed work boots, Stat?
Well, how about we use them as instruments, and you got to bang them together like cymbals and sing your favorite Luke Bryan song.
Okay.
And work the horn into your whole percussion system going on, too. Oh. Let's hear it.
What's your favorite song, by the way?
Shake It For Me, Girl.
All right, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. All right, let's do it.
Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Way to go, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to be shaking it at Luke Bryan in the Pavilion at Riverbend on July 13th.
Thank you.
Are you in a parking lot right now?
Yes.
Is there people walking around?
No.
Well, then it's all right. Still roll down your window and scream. I just won Luke Bryan tickets from B105.
I just won Luke Bryan tickets from B105.
Hey! There you go.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Time to check in with our favorite consumer reporter, WCPO Channel 9's John Matarese. John, this morning you're all about Target.
And Target.
I see that something going around the news this morning is they've caused a big wave and ripples here because they're saying they're changing it to 10 items or less in the self-checkout lines for sure. No more over 10. You got to go to a regular
cashier.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of controversy over self-checkout lately. A lot of controversy because some people are going in there with a whole week's worth of groceries and 75 items, and they're just clogging it up.
Yeah, so they say they're going to try to have more people running registers, but now Target, it is literally 10 items or less in the self-checkout. Oh,
that's how it should be. Be quick, self-checkout.
Yeah, but they're also making news for other stuff.
Yeah, they're making news because they are just launching this new paid membership. People are like, why would I pay to join Target? Ashley's giving me that look.
I am.
Why would I pay?
What?
$49 a year to join Target when I can just shop there for free. What they're doing is they're trying to compete with Amazon Prime and Walmart Plus.
Okay.
And they're charging the first year $49 for lots of free shipping and even one-day shipping and lots of discounts that you don't get in store. And it's $49, which actually is half the price of Walmart Plus.
Okay. Yeah, now, this is all virtual. This is if you shop online?
Mostly online, yeah.
Okay, not shipping. Like Costco, where you pay for a membership to go into the store.
No,
okay.
Target's not going to charge you to get in the door.
Okay, good.
All right.
It's
all
just
right.
A membership. It's like Walmart Plus, where you get all these extras and you get free shipping. And it's to compete with Amazon Prime. You know, a lot of people don't realize Amazon Prime is up to $139 a year. $139.
Yeah, but you get streaming services with that.
You get so much with Amazon Prime. You get Amazon Music. You get all those movies. You get some of their TV shows, Prime Video, and NFL Thursday Night Football. You get a lot.
Ships to your door quicker.
Yeah, and again, some stuff gets there in one day. So you get so much with Amazon Prime. So Walmart's been trying to counter that with Walmart Plus. Now Target is jumping in with Target Circle 360, trying to take the. It's not going to have all the features. It's not. But if you like shopping Target, you know, you get free shipping, free one-day shipping. Might not be too bad.
So you're saying it's worth it then? If you're a heavy Target shopper.
Yeah, if you're a heavy Target shopper and you go there all the time, and also if you don't really use much at Amazon Prime, you're like, I pay $139 for what? For some free shipping and Christmas presents? Then maybe at that point, Target's for you.
All right. What are you working on tonight, John?
Oh, we are looking at cash back apps that give you money back, like Ibotta, when you spend money. Are they worth it? We'll let you know so you don't waste your money.
Thank you, John. It's 8:17.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So have you guys ever been like walking down a street here in Cincinnati and you see an old just beat up parking meter? It doesn't work anymore. It's just still there for some reason. It's not one of the new ones you can scan your card in.
It's
and
been
any
a while,
of that.
But yeah, they're in Covington.
Yeah. They're all over the place and still, well, this is a great idea Peggy Doley and Libby Fitzgerald had after visiting Charlottetown, Canada. They saw that they were using these old parking meters for people to donate money in for charities.
Oh.
So they thought this is a great idea. So they went back to their hometown of Lynchburg, Virginia, and found some of these old broken down parking meters, painted them lime green so they would stick out, and started an organization called Change for Change Caring Meters to collect money to help nonprofits.
Oh, Change for Change. I like that.
Yeah. So they started this in 2020, and it has taken off like crazy. Since 2020, they have raised $32,000 to benefit local charities there in the Lynchburg, Virginia area. And it's just from people walking by going, okay, I got some change, whatever, I'll put it in there. It's just any little bit, a dime here, a nickel there.
That's genius.
It makes a big difference.
Over 30 grand?
$32,000 in just 4 years that has been raised to help. And that money goes a long way for these small nonprofits. And it's just simply from people walking past and going, yeah, I can help them out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing that folds. It's all money that jingles. Somebody's rolling it up, adding it up, and making sure the people that can really need it get it. I mean, what a great idea. That should start here. I mean, everywhere could do this.
Yeah, now everywhere you go, you got to scan a little thing, and there's not even meters downtown anymore. They'll just ticket you.
Yeah, but the old ones are still somewhere.
You got to be somewhere. You're right, in a warehouse somewhere. Bring them back out. Put them out on a hiking trail or something for dogs.
Set them out there for sure, but let's do it. Peggy Doley and Libby Fitzgerald, Change for Change. It's doing its job. $32,000, and it's going to keep on coming. Thank you for the good vibes.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So here we are, the Monday after St. Patrick's Day. Ashley still has a ID bracelet on her hand. All I can see on is Miller Lite. Where is this from?
You had to pay to get into Zazu's in Covington. So I guess I should probably take this off.
No, leave it on. It's awesome.
And yeah, it's a party of me now.
Underneath it is a shamrock stamp.
Barely. My buddy got stamped, and I didn't get stamped, but what I did was put my wrist onto his wrist. So, boom.
Oh, my gosh. That's how we used to get into bars when we were underage back in the day. But you're of age.
Please.
Well, I know, but I wasn't paying another cover.
All right. That's the way. So, we all know you had an epic as by the pictures we've seen all over Facebook, an epic St. Patrick's Day weekend.
I really, truly did. And I found a dress and it was only $6. And I think I told the entire tri-state that over the weekend.
You know, I got a breaking news bulletin on my phone about that. Because you had put it so many places, the local TV stations picked it up.
No. Uh-huh.
But Statman, you had a lot of fun too, but you had something very special with you and Kayla that happened. It's been a while.
Well, she came down with me to the Heart Mini Marathon, and then we went out to St. Patty's Day with Anna. And afterward, we tore up the town. O'Malley's, went down to the banks. We had green mimosas.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. And on the way home, we realized this was like the first St. Patty's Day that we can remember spending together since having kids.
Wow.
Because normally, like, she'll go out with the girls. Mm-hmm. I'll go out with my friends. But somebody's got to be home with the kids.
Yeah.
So we would, like, tag team. We're like two ships in a harbor, just like, hey, okay, I'm drunk. Your turn. Go out. Go get liquored up. But this time
but
we
now
got
you're
to
drunk together.
Yes. Yeah,
that's wonderful,
it was so
though.
Fun. And it was kind of weird. And I think it was my favorite. The best St. Patty's Day I've ever had was yesterday.
And you got no green beer, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised by
mimosas.
That.
Well, they had it the night before, but I think everybody drank it on Saturday. So by the time the actual St. Patrick's Day rolled around, they were out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you do any green tea shots?
We did the Irish breakfast and then Irish car bombs, which I forgot were so good.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's been such a long time.
Big Dave. What did you do?
Well, yesterday I took Darren down to Skyline so we could get the green noodles.
Oh, it's a Cincinnati tradition.
Absolutely.
I had some too.
And it was packed, the Fort Wright Skyline. It was so crowded that we had to eat ours with plastic forks because the dishwasher, they couldn't keep up with the silverware washing.
Wow.
I mean, there was literally a wait. After we got lucky, got in, got the last booth that was open.
You got lucky.
Yeah, we did on St. Patrick's Day. But everybody wanted the green noodles. And on Saturday night, I witnessed what was going on in Covington because I had to run Darren something down to his job. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go home, build a fire, and drink whiskey.
It was a whole mess in Covington on Saturday night.
The city was alive.
Oh, yeah. It was. Oof. So a happy St. Patrick's Day for all. Ashley, you may now remove your...
My Miller Lite bracelet. I don't think I need to give it back to Zazu anytime soon.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning, we've got our friend Erica from Anderson Township. She works at the Height Center, and she is a proud dog mom of two. What are their names, Erica?
Jackson and Captain.
Oh, they just listened right there. Hey, did mom just say her name? All right, give us that dad joke.
What do you call it when Batman skips church?
Oh, I don't know. What do you call it when Batman skips church?
Christian Bale.
Nice. That's awesome. I love it. Good job, Erica. And you have a great day there at the Height Center and keep doing all the wonderful things you do there.
Thanks, y'all, too.
It's 7:10, a chance of afternoon flurries and snow showers. Otherwise, just mostly cloudy and breezy. And, 38 for the high today. Right now, it is 33 here at B105. Let's fast forward to July 13th at Riverbend. You know it's going to be a lot warmer, and it's also going to be Luke Bryan.
Ooh, I think it's a Saturday show, too.
Yeah, and we've got pavilion seats coming up next, playing the triumphant return of Luke
or Dare.
After Bailey Zimmerman, this is
more of the Big Dave Podcast.
We got this B105 Country Club, and the membership grows by one every weekday when we put a new person in it. And today it's Mary Boubier from Westchester. How you doing, Mary?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. And I'm seeing that you and I share a kinship together because even though I'm in Fort Mitchell and you're in Westchester, we both love to feed the deer that walk around our neighborhood.
I do. I kind of put out some bird seed and some apples for them, and usually the mothers come with their babies in the spring.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then this fall, I had one buck come by.
Wow.
I had buckaroo a few years ago, but I love it coming up soon. The mamas will show up with their fawns, and they got the little spots on them. And they're so timid, but they frolic around mom, and it's just adorable.
Now, Mary, do you talk to them too, like Big Dave does?
I do, and sometimes we have a house. It was my father's house. I brought them down from Troy to take care of them in their older age. And the back house is just full of windows, sliding glass windows. And it comes from the Sharon Woods, come up behind the house. And so the deer come out there. And sometimes they'll just come up, you know, to the window and stare in like I forgot to feed them.
Uh-huh. I've gotten that before. It's like, hey, what's up? Where's the meals? Come on, bake with the apples, old man. That's what I get.
Yeah. I'll be watching TV and all of a sudden one will come up there and just kind of stare in the window.
Aw, that's too cute.
In your entry, you say you love animals and music, and I see you have a 9-year-old boxer. Tell us about Wally.
He's just a good boy. He doesn't like the deer in the yard, so he'll sit there and bark at them. The deer just look at him like, we know there's glass between us, so we're safe. But he likes to play. He used to come to work with me. He thinks everybody's his friend. 70-pound boxer.
He goes to work with you?
Yeah. At my last job, I used to bring him in every day. He used to come to work with me, and he would just be around with all the employees and kind of hang out at work with me.
That's awesome.
I love that. I think you're a big fan of our Crock-Pot Tuesdays here. I'm just guessing from your entry.
Yeah, well, any of your recipes. I've been listening for years, and I've had, I think, some appetizers. I don't know whether it's Super Bowl Sunday, and I've taken those to work, and everybody loves them.
Awesome.
Yeah,
right on. Well, you got to try my little donut delicacy, where you take a little bit of sliced turkey, and you put it in between two glazed donuts. Just don't do it on a no-meat Friday.
Right.
We're ready to get you officially into the country club here now, Mary. So you got your jersey, and the next thing we need to know is what song can we play for you next on B105?
Till You Can't by Cody Johnson.
All righty. That's good. Good philosophy in that song. Keep feeding those deer till you can't, right?
I will.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.